Good morning. It is time for our weekly visit with Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska. As we update the markets here once again this week. And Roy has been out on the road here ever since, well, he was up here at West Point, of course, last week. You've been out west a little ways. You're kind of making the circuit, huh, Roy?
Well, it's that time of the year, you know. We've got to get it in before it gets too dry and sunny and people are in the field. And so I was in Hastings yesterday and had a really good meeting out there with the cooperative producers that has elevators, several elevators in that south central Nebraska area.
Anything specific that farmers were wanting to know, or were they interested in yesterday, Roy?
Well, it seemed like interested in just about anything that had to do with marketing. Everybody's a little frustrated because of the tremendous volatility, and you know, basically, I think you can say, If volatility bothers you when you have an up day, sell something. You know, I normally don't recommend making sales in February because historically that hasn't been a very profitable thing to do. But with corn over $6 and beans bumping up there to over 12, why, you know, it's hard to argue with selling for a profit.
And this kind of goes back to last week when you were in West Point. The question that you and Extension Educator Tim Lemons tried to answer is, has the nature of the market changed much? And when you talk about that, Roy, what do you tell producers?
Well, first of all, today I showed a whole set of charts starting with the new crop January soybeans and corn chart for forward pricing, and then look at the old charts that I've used for years and years around harvest time, and then look at deferred sales in the cash market. And basically what I do is I show them that for the most part the strategies haven't changed very much. The seasonal price trend spikes and valleys haven't changed very much, but the price level is a lot higher. And in fact, you know, the price level being that much higher just puts that much more capital at risk when you're making marketing decisions.
Now, like you said, the price levels have changed not only on what products farmers sell, but on the products that they buy as well, those inputs. You know, as you visit with producers, do you hear them talk a lot about the margins? Are they making a significant margin, or where does that kind of sit right now?
Well, I looked at that for both the 2011 crop and the 2012 crop in my own situation. And, you know, the 2011 crop, that we still got some of it in the bin, the input costs were quite a bit lower than what we see today. And so there's some profit to be made on this old crop grain with prices the way they are today. But the new crop, it's going to be quite a stretch because, for instance, in my own case, dry land corn, 140 bushel yield, we're looking at about almost $100 an acre just for the nitrogen and other nitrate fertilizers. And so, you know, that puts the cost of production right up there around $5 a bushel, which is about where the bid is today.
All right, so let's kind of take a look at that long-term chart again. You know, you said usually in February that's not when the high is reached. Is the market starting to show signs that we're going to go into this upward move into spring?
Well, it's two different markets, actually, corn and soybeans, and they're not quite acting the same, even though there's quite a bit of bouncing around in both of them. But, for instance, yesterday the corn market was kind of unchanged, and the soybean market was several cents higher. And the day before that, it was the other way around. The corn market was quite a bit higher, and the beans were almost unchanged. So, it seems like we're kind of getting set up to seek a level there that might be a little bit higher than what we see today. But, you know, just the fact that we see a lot of movement is kind of typical of what happens after the calendar turns to the 1st of March.
And then kind of summarize that again, if you would. You know, what do the long-term charts show us happens now through planting?
Well, from now through planting is a general uptrend for the new crop bid. Well, new crop and old crop both, actually. See the price peak somewhere around the 1st of July. Now, I will broaden that out a little bit, and I say anywhere from the middle of April to about the 1st of July, the odds are pretty good of seeing the yearly price peak. And so I target, you know, that time period for making sales a new crop and the grain that's in the bin also.
So as we kind of wrap up here this morning, I guess any final thoughts? What are some of the things that we should be keying in on right now?
Well, first of all, crop insurance deadline's coming up the 15th of March. You want to be sure and study that because there are some changes there. As the weather starts to warm up, be sure you keep an eye on the corn that's still in the bin and don't let that go out of condition. And, you know, set some price targets above the market, and when the price goes up there, use that to pull the trigger. That's usually a good strategy.
And for folks that want more information from you, Roy, how can we get that?
Roy@soyroy.com is my email address. Soyroy.com, my website.
Well, thank you much, sir, for the commentary, and we'll talk to you again next week.
You're welcome, and I'll be here.
Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, and an update on the markets here on a Friday morning once again at KTIC.